So, why are we here today?
I'm here because this is the second largest small arms manufacturer in the world. And whilst nuclear weapons and the bigger bombs make a lot of difference in warfare on a day-to-day basis in a lot of the wars going along in the world, it's arms manufactured by people like Heckler and Koch that actually cause most of the deaths. And by having subsidiaries in countries like the UK, companies like Heckler & Koch can overturn what decisions are made by their governments. So if Germany decided they didn't want arms exported to Georgia, which they did decide because there's a war going on there, then the arms ended up being exported via this branch because they thought, well, we'll just do it via a different subsidiary. So that's why I'm here.
And the example you've given of the Georgia situation, is that something that happens a lot?
It's really common for arms companies to use other subsidiaries to get round the laws, or just often they just break the laws, like with Saudi Arabia and our foreign office. But yeah, generally they just get round them by using other branches or other dealers.
Okay, and you've mentioned nuclear weapons and other kinds of weaponry, and there are, of course, local campaigns involved around nuclear weapons as well. I wonder if you could tell me something about some of those campaigns.
Well, the one I know about the most is based in Derby. There's six Rolls-Royce factories in Derby, but one of them makes the nuclear reactors, which power Britain's nuclear weapons system, Trident, and all of the Royal Navy's nuclear ships and submarines, as well as Trident. So there's a campaign going on there to try and get the factory to tell the British government they're not going to continue powering Trident when it replaces it, because it's illegal under international law to have nuclear weapons.
And we were talking earlier and you mentioned another possible arms manufacturing campaign that might start in Leicester.
Yes, there's a Thales factory in Leicester who are expanding, and they specialise in military unmanned drones, which are primarily used for surveillance. But the ones this factory manufactures are going to be very easily modified to carry weapons. So then you'd be able to send in a spy unmanned drone to look at the area, and then you'd be able to send in a modified spy unmanned drone, potentially all made in Leicester, to then bomb that place. And of course, when you don't have humans, you don't have any potential to make humane decisions.
And, these are so many, just three examples locally talking about a massive international industry. What chance do people like ourselves have to halt, or at least to slow down that industry, do you think?
You have to look for weaknesses, I think, within a campaign. So, for example, the Rolls-Royce factory I'm talking about are about to redevelop that whole site because the nuclear reactor there is so old and it's not safe anymore. That would be a really good time for them to actually move into some alternative form of work. So, for example, if we were to research, we haven't done this yet, it's things we're thinking about doing, but if you were to research what they could move into realistically, could they move into hospital x-ray equipment, since they're specially involved in radiological technology, or could they move into nuclear waste management, which is something we desperately need? And Rolls-Royce have a reputation as being a fairly competent firm, and we desperately need some competent nuclear waste managers. Goodness knows the people we've got at the moment are deeply incompetent. And then you can kind of target a campaign around something like that, but I think you have to be aware of the people who work in those factories and try not to antagonise them too much. And you also have to be willing to do direct action where you can, and you have to be willing to actually go to prison if you believe in what you're doing. And personally, I feel you have to stay non-violent, because otherwise you really undermine what you're working for and against.